Words of Allah pure and true, lightening paths we're walking through.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Madan Channel, MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, I am excited to again welcome you back to another episode of our series, our Ramadan series, which goes by the name of Our Quran. Today's special topic is the Quran and generosity. Yes, known as Sakhawa, generosity. But before we do begin, let's refresh our hearts with the fragrance of salawat upon the beloved Messenger sallallahu alaihi wa ala alihi wasallam. It has been stated, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa ala alihi wasallam says, "Man salla alayya yawm al-jumu'ah, kanat shafa'atan lahu 'indi yawm al-qiyamah." That individual who recites salawat upon the noble Messenger sallallahu ta'ala wa ala alihi wasallam on a Friday, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam states that that salawat shall become a means of intercession for that individual on the Day of Judgment. My dear viewers, we should regularly, and especially during the month of Ramadan, but generally, regularly, recite salawat upon the noble messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Now, my dear viewers of the channel, the episode, the series, Our Quran. Today, within Our Quran, within the glorious Quran, the beautiful Al Quran Al Kareem, we shall be hearing about what? Generosity. As Muslims, we've been taught to be generous. As Muslims, we are followers of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, who was the most generous. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent human beings, us, jinns even, into this world, and we all experience, you know, we have different circumstances, different sort of conditions. Some people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed with abundance. Others Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted or even tested with very limited provisions. Some people live in the comfort of their luxurious homes, whilst others, without a ceiling above their head, with only the sky, some three meals a day, each and every single day. Others, wishing for food, sometimes going hungry, many days without eating anything. Even begging for just clean water. But even all of this diversity, you can say, this is all part of the perfect wisdom, the dastoor-e-qudrat, the divine distribution of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In today's program, in today's episode, inshallah azza wa jalla, we shall explore the Quranic verses about spending, about being generous, about giving in the path of Allah, how we should give, the manner of giving, reward for giving charity. The analogy of the seed in the Quran. Who was the most generous person in all of history? We shall hear of some things from the life of the noble messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam. Before all of this, let's first understand, what does generosity actually mean? Speaking about generosity, be generous. Who is truly a generous person? So Imam Hassan al-Basri, rahmanahu ta'ala, he was once asked, what is generosity? He replies, to spend your wealth in the path of Allah That is generosity. Beautiful. To spend your wealth in the path of Allah, this is generosity. Sayyidina Abu Sulaiman, rahmanahu ta'ala, he was asked, what is the best generosity? He says that the best generosity is that which meets a need. Beautiful, these words. Beautiful. That which meets a need, meaning the value of charity increases when it reaches someone who truly needs it. The greater the need, and when that need is met, the greater the charity. We think money all the time, don't we? But to a person who's living in the desert, he's hungry, he's thirsty, possibly dying of thirst, if you give him a 50 pound note, which may be a lot in his country, if that was to be exchanged, that may be thousands within that currency. 50 pound note. But a 50 pound note is not going to save his life. He needs water. So for you to give him water, which meets his need, would be greater than you giving him a 50 pound note, of course. What is the greatest generosity? That which meets the need. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions within Surah Al-Baqarah, the Surah Al-Baqarah, it starts with what? The description of the attributes of who that individual or those individuals who are considered, who are known as what? Muttaqeen. Muttaqi, an individual who is muttaqi. Who is muttaqi? Allah Ta'ala states within the glorious Quran, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدَلْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ, that exalted book, in which لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ, there is no doubt. It is هُدَلْ, it is a guidance for who? للمتقين. For those who are muttaqi. For those who are muttaqeen. Who are these people? You know, generally when you translate muttaqi, which is a single form, you would say God-fearing. Yes, a God-fearing person, a muttaqi. Those who are, so this is a guidance for those who are God-fearing. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes who are those who are God-fearing. There are those who first, the first description is الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. This is the first. There are those who believe in the ghayb. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ, those who have iman, belief in the ghayb. That's one. What's next? وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ, and those who establish prayer. So that's the first, those who believe in a ghaib. The second, those who establish prayer. And the third, وَمِمَّا رَزَقَنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, and they spend out of that which we have provided for them. The first few verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. My dear viewers, within this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lists spending in His path side by side with what? Belief, prayer. Then along with that spending, this is Surah Al-Baqarah, after Surah Al-Fatiha, the very first verses, Surah Al-Baqarah is what? Allah Ta'ala describes those people who are God-fearing. The first sign to those who are God-fearing, the first sign is what? Those who believe in the ghaib. Belief, which is central to our faith. One of the five pillars, the first pillar of course, is what? Shahada, which is belief. And then it's salah, prayer. And after prayer, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. From what we have bestowed upon them, they spend. Whatever you have is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here, placing this side by side, along with iman, faith, along with establishing prayer, Allah ta'ala teaches us the importance, the significance of charity for you to be a complete believer, for you to be muttaqi, for you to be a person who is God-fearing. Allahu Akbar. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't tell you that, you know, to be a God-fearing person, you have to give all of your wealth. That is not the instruction, that is not the commandment, it is not the order. But rather, وَمِمَّا. And from whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, it is all from Allah, yes. But you don't have to give all of it. Yes? You don't have to give everything. Just give something. A portion. A contribution. A contribution. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. They spend from what, you know, from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon them. And the scholars, they tell us that this is inclusive to a variety of things. Zakat is included within this. Sadaqat, voluntary charity, is included within this. Those who are needy, to give to them, is included. Those who are orphans, to give to them. Those who are students of knowledge, to give to them. Those who are even scholars, to contribute towards those. To give to the masjid, to give to madaris, madrasas, institutions of knowledge, Islamic knowledge. To give to, you know, isal al-thawab. To give towards gatherings even of urs. Feed the poor. All of this. Every one of these is counted as spending within, of course, as long as Imam Hassan Basri rahimahu ta'ala states. Give what? In the way of Allah. Give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran is not extreme. Yes? So it's not extreme in either way. It's always as it is. It teaches us balance. And there is a middle path. There's one being miserly. There's another being extravagant. The miserly person doesn't give nothing. No, I need it for me, me, me. The extravagant person is a bit over the top, you would say. Should a person give everything away? Should he give nothing away? Or should he give some? We've said some. The Quran teaches the middle path. And that is the path of Islam, the path of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states within the glorious Quran, وَلَا تَجْعَلْ يَدَكَ. Do not keep your hand maghloola. Do not keep it tied to your neck, meaning do not be close-fisted, but neither should you stretch it completely, lest you may become blameworthy or regretful. Allahu Akbar, the middle path. Allah Ta'ala teaches us balance. What is balance? Don't be stingy, don't be reckless. Give, but give with wisdom. Spend with a smile, but not foolishly. Generosity should bring blessings. Generosity should not bring about regret. It shouldn't be, I gave too much, I shouldn't have given that. It should be within the path of Allah Ta'ala, you've given, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Now within our Quran, of course, we mentioned many verses of the glorious Quran. And from the glorious Quran, mashallah azza wa jal, we have been given the example, such a beautiful example, the example of a seed. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states within the glorious Quran that the example of those individuals who spend their wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like kamathali habba. This is the example Allah Ta'ala gives us. It's like the example of a seed, a grain. This grain grows 7 ears, each containing 100 grains. Allahu Akbar. That this analogy is phenomenal. One seed, yes, leads towards or grows 7 ears. Yes, one grows 7 ears. Within each ear, there is 100 grains. 7 times 100, 700. Meaning one grain leads to 700 grains. One act of charity becomes 700 rewards. Well, not just that, because it could be more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He multiplies as He wishes. Our scholars explain that whatever Islamic religious cause you give towards, you can gain this reward. It could be that you are purchasing books for students, whether it's feeding the poor, even charity for the deceased ones. In fact, even feeding your very own family. Yes, you feeding your family is also an act of charity. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, any small act of goodness can become a field of reward, a field of good deeds. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentions within the glorious Quran, He states that indeed, charitable men and charitable women who give Allah a qard hasan, which people would say is what a qard hasana, many people would, yes, call a qard hasana, a good loan to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a good loan. The translation of the Quran again. Indeed, the charitable men and charitable women who give a qard hasana, a good loan, it will be multiplied for them. And they will have a ajrun kareem, a noble reward. Subhanallah. My dear viewers, what is qard hasan? What is a good loan? What is, which many people would know as what qard hasana, or qarzi hasana, some will call it. Allama Na'imuddin Murad Abadi Rahman Ta'ala, he mentions that to give with sincerity, joy, and correct intention, this is a good loan. So a good loan can be charity given with joy. That charity which is given with good intention. That which is given to the correct recipient. That charity which is given with sincerity, without showing off. And the reward, the ajrun kareem, the noble reward, is paradise, Jannah, Allahu Akbar. So throughout the glorious Quran, many verses teach us about, you know, yunfiqoon, alladhina yunfiqoon. How many times do we find this? Those who spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who spend, those who give charity, those who give sadaqah, has been mentioned throughout the glorious Quran. And Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam, kana khuluquhu al-Quran, his akhlaq, his mannerism, his etiquette, his characteristic is what a reflection of the glorious Quran. So what was the generosity of the noble messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam? The beloved messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam, it has been stated, he was the most generous of all people. The poets, say the Imam Ahmad Rida Khan rahmalahu ta'ala, he states, وَحَكِيَا جُودَ وَكَرَمْ هَيْ شَهِبَ تُحَا تَيْرَا نَهِي سُنْتَا هِي نَهِي مَانْگَنَي وَالَا تَيْرَا. That how great is the generosity of the noble master, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, the king, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Anyone who may ask of him, he will never receive the answer, no. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam would never turn him away in disappointment. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, he would never say no. Sayyidina Jabir radhiallahu anhu, he states that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam had never said no to anyone. Allahu Akbar. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam had never said no to anyone. Allahu Akbar. He stated that Sayyidina Rabi'a radhiallahu anhu, he served water to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for ablution. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asks, O Rabi'a, what do you desire? What do you wish? Whatever it is. Tell me, what is it? Anything. He replies, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, I wish for your companionship in paradise. The noble Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, okay, he gave it to him. Such is the generosity of the final Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, that he gives not only wealth, but he also gives Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Being with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepting it, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just gave him Jannah. You know, it's stated that Sayyidina Bilal radhiallahu anhu was the treasurer of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Few camels come, they are loaded with goods. He's distributing to the people. Sayyidina Bilal radhiallahu anhu, he spends the entire day distributing that wealth to anybody who may need, who may be in need. When Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in the evening, in the night, says to Sayyidina Bilal, is anything left from, you know, with the camels? Sayyidina Bilal radhiallahu anhu, Ya Rasulullah, I've been giving it out all day, but you know, there's so much that there's still some that it is left. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he says, I will not go back to my home until every coin is distributed. That night, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he remained within the masjid because he did not wish to spend a night within his own home whilst he was in possession of wealth. He preferred poverty. He preferred not having wealth over wealth. He is that king who would spend the night sleeping on the ground. He is that king who would spend his night without a single gold coin within his household. He is that king who would spend the night without having jewelry or an immense number of guards or slaves. Allahu Akbar. Every companion of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was at the service of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The next day, only after they all the wealth had been distributed, only then did Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam return. And if he was, this is not ordinary generosity. This is generosity that, of course, it transforms hearts. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave until he had nothing left. He slept hungry, but never let another go hungry. This is generosity in light of the glorious Quran. And if he was, the Quran teaches us, give to Allah. Give with sincerity. Give with joy, but give. Give. Give part of your wealth. Don't give it all, but give. Give secretly. Give openly. Give in the day. Give in the night. Give in public only to encourage others. Give and do not regret. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall give you more. May Allah Ta'ala allow every single one of us to act upon this and every single one of us to be more generous. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, Allahumma Ameen. That is all for today. Inshallah Ta'ala, we shall be returning with another episode more of our Quran. Please do join us next time. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Our Quran, words of Allah pure and true, lightening paths we're walking through.